From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Governor Phil Scott plans to call lawmakers back to Montpelier for a special legislative session early next week. That, according to the governor's chief of staff, Jason Gibbs. Scott said he will veto the legislature's budget because it fails to avoid an increase in statewide property tax rates next year. But Gibbs says he's confident a deal is in the offing.
So when everybody takes a step back from the politics, we're quite close to an agreement.
Scott says he wants to use $58 million in one-time money to buy down property tax rates next year. Lawmakers say it's an unwise use of the fund and have instead put the money toward future pension obligations. New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan says a vote on a measure to reinstate net neutrality rules could come as soon as Wednesday. The regulations that required internet service providers to treat all web traffic equally will end in June after an FCC repeal. Hassan met yesterday with New Hampshire-based organic yogurt maker Stonyfield Farm to hear concerns on how the end of net neutrality could affect small dairy farmers in the region.
If farmers who are operating on pretty small margins now have to pay even more to get the kind of speed on the internet that they need to be competitive, this could really be debilitating to them.
Hassan says she's hearing from thousands of constituents who are in support of restoring net neutrality. A Northfield Select Board member and employee of Barrytown's Emergency Medical Services has been arrested and charged with soliciting prostitution and obstruction of justice. Shelburne police say a multi-agency investigation led to the arrest of Lynn Doney. Doney was also a part-time police officer, according to Shelburne News. The paper reports Doney was placed on administrative leave from his rescue police and sheriff positions. Doney is set to appear in court on Thursday. Officials in Vermont say it will cost about $500,000 to repair storm damage on a popular bike path that takes riders across a stretch of Lake Champlain. The Burlington Free Press reports the northern portion of the Colchester Causeway was battered in a storm on May 4th. Vermont Emergency Management spokesman Mark Bosma says FEMA inspectors have not yet surveyed the damage. And the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife is urging people to watch out for turtles on the state's roadways. During the spring, female turtles are looking for places to deposit their eggs, and they sometimes choose to lay along the shoulders of roads. Peak turtle nesting occurs from late May through June. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details. Showers are likely throughout the afternoon, chance of thunderstorms as well. Mainly south, and severe storms are possible far south. Temperatures from the upper 50s to the mid-60s north and upper 60s to mid-70s south today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.